WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, October 5th, and you've tuned in to Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, where we've been helping people live healthier lives since 1979. You can also catch this show days later on all your favorite podcast platforms. And each week we uncover the healing power of nutrition and lifestyle, sharing practical scientific wisdom that can help you live stronger, healthier, and better lives. And joining me is my co-host and friend, the guru of the common man, Clint Powell. And good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Clint, as the past few weeks, I have always had a little bit of intro with Clint, like poem or a little jingle or something, and I will admit, and he calls me out on it, it's AI produced. But you know what I did today is I had no AI influence on this, and okay. I wrote this out of my own brain. You ready?
This ought to be good because your brain so far before the show started is top notch.
All right, you top know, notch. I've known as Captain Wellness in some little areas of life and legal areas.
Okay. But
so Captain Wellness was never careless with his pick of Clint for Vital Health Radio co-host. Clint always has a hint of knowledge of nutrition, but with great ambition to always learn more. Contrast that with his amazing podcast at NugaPodcast.com. But remember, nutrition is my lifelong tradition and my ambition. So join our rodeo and listen to Vital Health Radio from the boys with the best health stories, Ed and Clint.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I very rarely... I've done 3,400 podcast episodes, and I left speechless.
You did stutter just a minute.
I have never in my life yearned for AI more than I'm yearning for AI right now at this moment. It's okay in my mind if AI just goes ahead and takes over.
Oh,
yeah, at this point.
Well, I won't
feel
bad.
Let the machines come. I don't know if that was what kind of sonnet. I don't know what that was, but it was very well played.
It was as well as could be.
Did you write that when on ketamine?
Yes, I did it an hour ago.
That had ketamine written all over it. I'm surprised. Ooh. That's fantastic.
Well,
now we're into the serious part of the show.
There we go.
Here we
now
are.
Now it's time to get to put the rubber to the road.
All right, let's go. What we got today,
all right,
sir?
You and I did a fantastic podcast on 18 to 80. On two things that you wanted to ask about, which are really anti-aging nutrients, and we have never covered this. I've never written about it, never much spoken about it, but it was spermidine and urolithin A. And both of those are things that help the mitochondrial function and or other unhealthy cells to be kind of destroyed and eliminated from the human body.
The way you were talking real quick, and I'll let you get back to it, it almost reminded me of like Pac-Man that goes through and gets
exactly.
all the bad cells.
Mm-hmm.
Because the spermidine, the one I sent, that was one of the topics I sent you. You replied with maybe adding the other one to it. And I'm always fascinated with those things that can, and I've got the NAD stuff in mm-hmm. my bag here I just went and bought. So I'm always fascinated with things that help my cells regenerate or stay a little younger if possible, or, you know, refresh.
You know, you don't have to have PhDs to have common sense. And common sense is there's a lot of kind of unfolding parts of our normal life that equate to our human life. One is the tires on your car. Your tires on your car probably are over the limit and they are worn down somewhat. there'll be a day where you need to put new ones on there. That's what's happening as we get older. We have senescent cells, senile cells from the liver to the brain to the joints to the stomach. And what happened was when you're younger, those all fade away very quickly and are replaced by new younger cells constantly until you hit about 40, maybe 35. And what happens is you can start having leftover cells that are not being eliminated. That means there's no room for new ones. So you have less functional cells. And as you get to be 90 years old, actually, the mitochondrial function is only about 12% of what it was when you were younger. So you can see with an 88% decline of cellular function, why we fall apart and get old. So again, 18 to 80 podcast talking about two ingredients that really may have some scientific promise to help escalate the process of called autophagy and mitophagy, which is what we want to do to perhaps stay younger.
All the ophagies. All the ophagies. It takes care of them.
I want to say moment of thankfulness for me in my airplane. I had a near, modestly almost could have been a bad situation on Tuesday where I was landing on a certain runway, runway 21, and without knowing it, another plane was landing the opposite direction on runway 3. Never happened in all of my hours. And the gentleman with me, my plane partner, he has probably 40,000 hours. And he was taken back by it because, as many things in life, there is sometimes a chain of events that cause something quirky to happen, where if only one of those had happened or two, it would never have come to the point. Well, this was both of us. He didn't hear that we were landing on a certain runway. We didn't actually hear him that he was landing on the opposite runway. You can ask, I mean, there's many reasons why that happened. Not going to explain it. I'm just very, very thankful, of course. I do live every day knowing how my life is on loan to me. It's temporary and it can evaporate at any second. And that certainly made me even more aware of that as of Tuesday. But here I am. Here I am. There's another chapter in my life still waiting to be written. There certainly is. Health fair for Be Well Labs, which is phenomenal clinic for a walk-in clinic if you're sick or injured. We have a wonderful PA over there, Chris. Vast experience on treating, truly treating, not just medicating and sending you away with three pieces of paper to go to the drugstore. That's almost every walk-in clinic is sometimes very poor at diagnosing because all they do is give everybody the same drugs. Painkillers, antibiotics, and steroids are the main thing that are given to almost everybody.
Right.
Walk-in clinics.
Yeah.
Well, those help people sometimes feel better, have less swellings, but they are also have very high levels of side effects and times. I'm very excited to announce the Be Well Forever Labs right down the street from Nutrition World is going to be having a grand opening open house on Thursday, October 9th from 1 to 3 and 4 to 6. Marlene and her wonderful staff, Chris, the PA, the IVs that they offer, the blood testing, walk-in, acute care clinic using a lot more common sense than I see in a lot of other clinics will be free to walk in and get some snacks, learn and meet people and see what's available for you and your family. This is unlike anything in Chattanooga. Truly is. We've taken a concept and she's improved it multiple times. So again, if you want to look at their site, it is beginwithlabs.com. And the address is 6025 Lee Highway. Phone number is 423-531-2955. And if you pulled out of Nutrition World's parking lot, it will be about one block down on the right, right past the Boy Scouts in the retail section that you will see other offices. But Be Well Forever Labs faces Lee Highway. Very easy to find. Come learn and meet these great people.
Just real quick, the reason I like the clinic and the way it's set up is you now have a clinic that is designed to help you prevent. If you walk in with a problem, they can help you with the acute issues you have. Mm-hmm. He can prescribe stuff. He can do that if needed. And then you can work out a plan on maybe I don't do that again. How do I fix this? Mm-hmm. Are there things that can that maybe contributed to this that a supplement or an IV or maybe just some personal habits can fix? So it's just such a different – it's actually really the holistic approach from medicine to the green pharmacy.
And common sense approach because he really got burned down on the fact that they push drugs, 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 which are really a lot of symptom treating to make the patient feel better. But along with those drugs comes deficiencies of nutrients. Chris is good at saying, if you're going to take this drug, perhaps you consider taking this to help offset some of the side effects.
Right.
And secondly, he may be able to say, I honestly think that common sense at home and resting may be the thing you need more than any of these potent drugs.
Or give you the thing you need. Maybe you do need an antibiotic.
Yes, you might.
You might be sick enough. He goes, okay, now here's what's going to happen. In 10 days, you're going to come back, and we're going to put you on a plan because it seems this is your third one in the last 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to see if we can prevent this. If not, just completely stop it. Lower the symptoms of it or how often they occur.
Yep. Two of my coaches, Julia and Amy, they have put in so much work into this fall back into health. It's a six-week nutrition challenge where you sign up. The deadline's October 4th, which is right.
Well, I mean, you can sign up next week. Yes, I think you can sign up.
Yeah, you can still sign up. I'm sorry. And it's going to be starts on the 13th. It's going to start on the 13th. And it's for adults who want to reset their habits after the holidays. And you can, you name it, you're going to have accountability. You're going to have meetings. You're going to have the Seca machine, which is a $12,000 body fat health monitoring. It's generally only found in hospitals. Nutrition World has one. And you're going to be able to come in and do that and then talk to Julia and Amy.
It comes with a huge pack. I think the whole package is worth close to $600 or more, maybe even a little more than that. So it's going to be well worth your investment.
Yep, it's $299. Yeah. I actually think it's too inexpensive.
Yeah, because it's going to come with weeks and weeks of personal coaching and a customized plan.
That's right. Go on events@nutritionw.com, and that will help you to sign up if you'd like or to see more of the answer the questions or anything else. So,
okay.
All right. Well, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, where wellness meets wisdom. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back for a whole bunch more.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Real Estate Investors, here's a cash flow deal. 3 wooded acres on Lookout Mountain with a 3-bedroom home already rented for $1,150 a month. Plus, there's acreage to build 1 or 2 more homes on the property, just minutes from Macklemore Resort and Cloudland Canyon at 754 Dale Trail, Menlo, Georgia, and priced well under $200,000. Contact me, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815, or check it out at georgiahomeforsale.com.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host Clint Powell. Together, we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7 years plus. And today is no exception. So let's dive back in. I got to always talk about most weeks of where I have eaten that I find that I can, you know, order the foods that I feel very comfortable that can maintain and build my health. You know, I don't expect people to be as crazily neurotically disciplined as I am. Sometimes I think my discipline gets in the way of life a little, but overall, I think that having no discipline will pretty much destroy the quality of your life because you let so many things enter that damage your health, damage your finances, damage your relationships, and also your self-worth. But saying all that, where did I eat this week? I hadn't eaten there in a while. And you may eat there. I think you've mentioned you do. Mongolian in Brainerd Village.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't been there in about a year.
Yep.
But there was about 5 years. I was there 3 or 4 times a year. Yep. Easy.
About
once a quarter I was going.
No, there. I'd go once every other week about a 2-year period.
Real good.
Why I quit, I just got out of habit. I go to Southern Star. But I'm telling you, because their food is so fresh, and you get to put into a bowl exactly what you want.
Control the portions.
Meat. They have tons of vegetables.
Yep.
So I do some of the cubes of the red meat, not a whole lot, some. I do 2 eggs in it for my protein. Right. There's my protein.
Real quick, why do you only go not a lot of the red meat? I'm curious.
I feel right? Chicken's the least desirable of any protein there is because of the E. coli that's found in it.
Right.
But I don't know why I should do more.
Yeah, I don't know. I just was curious.
It seems
like it'd be a good chance to get a bunch of protein.
It would, but I'm doing a lot with the 2 eggs. I'm getting a decent amount. But then it's my chance to get the cucumbers and the mung beans and the broccoli and the onions and
I'm going tonight.
Those peppers. Oh, it's my mouth watering right now. It was so freaking delicious.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to get another continuous glucose monitor soon because it makes me super accountable as far as picking foods that are not going to carbohydrate my numbers up on blood sugar. The last 2 or 3 monitors I had showed me that I need to be cautious because instead of it going from 88 to 130, which is fantastic, sometimes it'll go from 88 to 160, which is not. That means body fat production and also damage to the capillaries. Those are the things.
What do you want to stay on that again? What's your range on the glucose?
First off, you want to stay under 100 fasting, ideally 90 and under fasting. The biggest thing is what is the rise within the first 45 minutes after eating foods? If I eat cheesecake at Malone's, it goes up nothing.
Yeah, but I guess my point is, let's say it's 100 baseline.
Yeah.
And I go eat a meal. If it's 150,
about
is
40.
That good?
I like to see
and
40.
If I go 190,
rise.
That's way too much. If 40, I go 90, okay.
Anything above 40 to me is that you need to probably make better
a 40
choices.
Rise?
Yes,
or
rise.
40, okay.
Yeah, just a 40 rise.
So if you start off at 60 and you go to 100, that's still a 40 rise. That's something to watch.
Yes.
Okay,
and,
see, a lot of us don't understand this language.
And
so
secondly, how long does it stay up there is the other. It should not stay for too long because the perfect mechanism is the pancreas makes insulin. Insulin processes the glucose, pulls it back down.
Hour? Should it stay up for an hour?
No, you should not stay up there a full hour. Now, if you're active at all, it probably will be very helpful. In fact, there was a study done several years ago. It's very interesting that because the continuous glucose monitor is so pretty accurate, they had people who ate the same exact foods, and they would be sedentary at their desk. They would look at all their numbers, see where it went up. Next time they ate the same exact foods, they tapped their feet. That's all they did. Just tap their feet under their desk, like the legs jumping up and down. Did that for about 7 minutes. Their blood sugar was about 12% lower just from the tapping of the feet.
Did it affect how long it was elevated? Because you don't want it to be elevated in hour, 30 minutes?
It shortened the elevation time. And
okay.
So how cool. And that shows you the effects of activity, how important it is. You know, we need to get 10,000 steps a day in. That's kind of where we need to be. 7,
I didn't mean to hijack it.
No,
when
that's
you brought
good.
This up, it always have questions about this because if I wanted to get one, I want to know how to use it. Of course, mm-hmm. If you go to some place like wherever you get yours from, they can explain it to you as well.
Yeah, Be Well Labs is where I'm getting my continuous glucose monitor. Chris is great at explaining.
Awesome.
That. Also, what I did there is, as you hear me many, many, many times, what do I lack out of what I call the macros at Mongolian or any restaurant? Well, I got my protein pretty well. Mm-hmm. I had some red meat. I had those 2 eggs. I certainly got my vegetables I had about 7 different ones. And the mushrooms are so fresh at Mongolian. It's unbelievable how fresh they are. But there's no healthy fat. None. So what do? You know, I brought my olive oil, which I do in every restaurant every single day from Life Extension at Nutrition World. And I pour about 3 tablespoons on. Now, I did order cabbage instead of rice because rice jacks me up.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. You with the rice, so it's all cabbage underneath?
All cabbage. Okay. Still pretty darn good, but we are all addicts to carbs. I would have preferred the carbs.
Okay.
But I didn't do it. I want to make sure people are reminded. I am very personally concerned about too many electromagnetic fields in my life, and I'm also not going to run from them, and I'm going to continue to have a cell phone and be where I need to be. So what do? We try to create what I call a sleep sanctuary, and the only time we can do that is in our bed. So I've bought many things, but the one I trust the most is Blue Shield, BLUShield.com. It's a device. I just put it in my bedroom.
Didn't we just have that guy on the podcast?
We
on
did.
The radio show.
That's right.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I actually forgot to even mention that about 3 or 4 weeks ago. He was very scientific about it. Mm-hmm. So it's probably easier to listen to me right now on this, because it's all you need to do is plug it on the wall. And it's actually competing against EMFs. You cannot block them, people, unless you build a lead bedroom. And that's not going to happen. Mm. Now, I do unplug my router, and that helps to lessen them significantly. Your router is a cell phone tower. It's causing more anxiety, potentially. It can cause many health problems because it causes calcium to be shuttled into cells, which is not a good thing. It's not a healthy thing. So BlueShield.com, if you go on there, type in the word NUTWORLD as a coupon or discount code, and you will get at least 10% off if you use the word NUTWORLD. NUTWORLD. And Dr. Dehring's going to be coming in soon talking about the Tylenol and the autism. I am really fascinated by it because our industry's spoke about this for 25 years and no one's listened. We now have a platform where actually you have to listen because it's on every headline and it's such validity to it. So stay tuned for that. But I did a podcast which may not be out as of the time you hear this, but won't be long, on leucovorin, which is the drug that was on the headlines regarding autism and potentially helping autistic kids to be better.
Where can we find that at?
It's going to be on the Nutrition World. We'll be sending that out
within
the next few days.
Because I'm going to share that with a bunch of folks.
Because I deep dived into it, certainly learned things, as we all do when we deep dive. But leucovorin is not a drug. It's a nutrient. It's actually a special form of folinic acid is what it's called. And it is very interesting how it works. 50% of all autistic kids have what we call antibodies against folate or folic. And what that means is it doesn't get in the brain. When you don't have folic or folate in the brain, it malfunctions. It just does. It has to have it like your car has to have gas. And leucovorin is one of the few things that can pass by the antibodies in an autistic child's brain. We've had it around since 1950. They're making you think it's all prescription. It is prescription. You want the higher doses? It's prescription. Two is, it's over the counter. We have it at Nutrition World, and you certainly are able to buy that if you choose to. And it has about 99.99% safety. Occasionally, with all my deep dive, I've heard physicians say that sometimes kids get worse for 2 weeks before they get better because of the re-regulating of the system within the brain. So that's going to be another ongoing forever conversation because of its vital importance. And I always talk about Dr. Lynch. If you want to learn more about these kind of things, Dr. Lynch wrote a book on dirty genes, but you can go to Instagram and he has these little snippets of 2 minutes that are very educational. Dr. L-Y-N-C-H, just type in that and folic or folate and it'll pop right up. I don't think I mentioned much about it. I'm kind of proud of it. Wrote a new ebook called Revolutionize Your Oral Care Routine. And it's well done. I won't say I did this. I just wrote it. But someone else put it all together in a very, very easy-to-read format. But it's also on our website at nutritionw.com. You scroll all the way to the bottom, and you see the word ebook. And there's one on sleep, and there's one on why we need to quit using toothpaste and mouthwashes and even some botanicals, which means herbals, especially toothpaste that kill bacteria. Oh, that sounds like that's not common sense.
Hey, that sounds like it's not common
sense. Thank you, Clint. I knew somebody would think that. And
all I hear you saying is, I'll have stinky breath.
So what we need is the good guys to be in charge of your breath and not the bad guys. And when you kill all the guys.
I wake up in the morning and I ain't got no good guys. That's the problem.
That you don't have. You know why? Because you freaking mouth breathe and you're not following my advice in the book to mouth tape. Are you mouth taping?
I don't.
Okay.
I've tried it and it kept falling off my stupid face.
Well, that's because you have stupid tape.
Yeah. Okay, well.
So Nutrition World has non-stupid tape. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So come in and get that because mouth breathing.
And then let the good bacteria fight.
Well, when you have dry mouth, Staphylococcus, I'll have to look at my own book. I just, mutant.
What you were saying, though, and I interrupt you, was that you wanted to don't use the toothpaste and all that stuff, that let the good bacteria fight, and then I interrupted.
When you kill all the bacteria, the bad guys like to grow back faster. When you have dry mouth, you have Staph mutans is the name, and it goes crazy in your mouth because it loves dry mouth, and moisture keeps it from really being aggressive. So all the things that negative bacteria do, which is attack your gums, which also there's a very large significant correlation between bad or negative bacteria and Alzheimer's. Very strong correlation.
Wow.
This doesn't happen overnight. It happens over decades. And we have contributed by the use of Listerines, toothpaste that kills bacteria, and many times even chewing gums, and any of these anti-breath things are killing bacteria. Well, every time you kill them, the bad guys want to come first. So you got to put the good guys in there. There's actually a pill called oral microbiome tablet that I chewed two this morning to try to replace that, because just even chlorine and water can kill some of that. So that's a lot. I didn't even get to any of the normal stuff I was going to get to.
Yeah, because all we talked about was the abnormal stuff you normally get.
That's true. So yeah, that's very abnormal.
Yeah.
So we're going to have, again, like I said, Dr. Kurt Dehring will be talking a lot about Tylenol and also a case history. So that'll be very interesting on our upcoming episode. So stay tuned. This is Vital Health Radio, empowering you again to take charge of your health. More after the break.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power, and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier lives. Ed Jones and my co-host Clint Powell are glad you are with us, and we also have...
Wait a minute, how do you know I'm glad?
Ed Jones is very glad that I am here. Jones is very glad that I am here.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Ed's here, and I'm glad most of you are here. Some of you don't know. You're sketchy.
But the intro today was so impressive with the poetry that I wrote, Dr. Daring, who's now with us.
Hello. I just want to make sure this microphone's working.
It's working, brother.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
If we had time, I will read you the poetry.
We don't. Nope. We're good.
Okay, Clint says we don't.
Poetry. let's talk about some real knowledge that he has.
Hey, I'm all about it because I am wired up on this Tylenol headlines because our industry has been speaking it for 25 years and no one listened outside of our little community. But the devastation of health with improper use and long-term use of many drugs, Tylenol being one of them, was completely ignored. It was a, I think it's a betrayal of this country that the traditional medical experts supposedly did not even seemingly, one, have a clue. Two is, they, even if they had a clue, they couldn't, in some cases, the systems kind of broke. So the people, even that did have clues, could not even speak out. Well, here we are with a whole new world that's just opened up. So thankfully that we now have more ability to get truth out. That doesn't mean it's all truthful because we can lie on both sides. But this is an important thing to know about pregnancy, Tylenol, and what you can do if you have to do Tylenol. So Dr. Daring is here, and he did some deep diving on this.
Yes, I did. Well, I've been doing deep diving for years on the whole vaccine issue and the autism issue because, you know, we all have met somebody who's been affected by it. And I saw it firsthand in my practice, 25 years of running a Coumadin clinic with moms coming in and their children, you know, that were sitting right next to them. I'd say, you know, I'd start asking questions about it and they would say, oh yeah, they're fine. They're not having any problems. And I said, do you vaccinate? Just out of curiosity. And they'd say, I don't, because my older kid, that's 12 now or 11 or whatever the age may be, you know, they got vaccinated, they went home, spiked a fever, and then they were never the same. And this story, it's okay if you hear that every once in a while, but when you hear it over and over and over again, you got to put two and two together at some point. And now, is the vaccine the cause? I don't think the vaccine that's in whatever you're trying to immunize somebody against, I don't think that measles or mumps or rubella, that's not causing autism. It's what they're doing to try to elicit an immune response that's causing oxidative stress.
Because if they just put the, let's say, measles by itself, it will not make the immune system react, right?
You got 400 trillion viruses in your body. You just shouldn't throw a couple of dead viruses in there. The body's going to say, it's not even going to notice it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I was going to use a Star Trek analogy, but most people are not talking about the Borg.
Cyborg?
With the Borg, they don't notice when there's a little anomaly. If they beam on the ship, but when something big happens, then they notice it. Well, that's what happens in the body. You have to have something big to notice it. And so the big thing is the toxins and the adjuvants that they put in there to make the body react to it. Otherwise, they can't get an immune response. And that's why you see so many allergies to peanuts and different things that are inside of these vaccines, eggs and things like that. Because once your body goes and attacks that adjuvant, and all of a sudden there's also the measles, mumps, or rubella there, then it says, oh, yeah, let's set up an immunity against them too. But let's also, oh, there's eggs in here, or there's peanuts in here, or there's some kind of excipient or something that's in there. All of a sudden, they've got allergic reactions to that.
That makes a lot of sense. That I don't think I've ever been heard that explanation. They're trying to make you have antibodies against or immune systems against a certain molecule, but you're packaging it with even food molecules, and then you also have heavy metals.
And it can be whatever you happen to be exposed to that day. You know, other things that might be around that your body's eliciting this big immune response, it might all of a sudden start having allergic reactions against that. So that is what's causing the problem right there. And then if you put enough oxidative stress on the body in different places, it becomes disease. That's why we have diabetes and all the other diseases we have. It's oxidative stress in the body. And I try to come up with different ways to describe oxidative stress to where people understand what you're talking about. Because I'll tell people all the time, they say, what kind of diet do you eat? Do you eat a Mediterranean or low carb or a paleo? Or, and I'll say, I eat a low oxidative stress diet. What is that? That means you're eating foods that you put into your body that don't cause oxidative stress, which in simple terms, you could say it's a spark that's being generated in the body that's damaging. And you get enough of these sparks going off, initially eventually a fire is going to start.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt. One of the analogies I've always used for 25 years for that is we all have been in front of fireplaces, and the reason they put a screen in there is to keep the sparks from getting on your carpet and then setting a fire.
Yes.
Well, this oxidative stress in our bodies is basically a fireplace without a screen. And when that oxidative stress happens, it's just the same damage that a spark off your fireplace does to your carpet or to your wood floor. And that is oxidative in our body.
Yeah, and then so you get the right, and let me get back to the original question. I got off a little bit there. So let's get back to the original, which is Tylenol. Tylenol is, here's the interesting thing about Tylenol, invented in 1800 somewhere, but it didn't become a marketed drug or used until the 1950s. So it's been around since 1950s. Guess what? We still, to this day, if you look up the package insert, we still, to this day, do not know how exactly it works.
And you're a 30-plus year clinical pharmacist, and you're saying this.
Right. We still don't know how it works. However, we think we have some ideas of how it works, but that's not the point of today's topic. Today's topic is to say that the pharmaceutical, the chemical structure itself, 90% of it is metabolized in the body with no problem, but 10% of it is metabolized, has to use the P450, the cytochrome P450 system to metabolize it. And that metabolism process has to be done because 10% of it's breaking down into something called NAPQI. Mm-hmm. That particular substance, if our body could not detox that, if we didn't have glutathione and we didn't detox that, it is toxic to the liver. I mean, actually can kill the liver. And that's why you hear about people that overdose on Tylenol have to go into the emergency room in the hospital, is because it will kill your liver off. That's why they have
quickly.
And that's why they have big warnings on it, because you're going to deplete your glutathione quickly. And the glutathione is the major detoxer in the body. And what we do in the hospital is we give them N-acetylcysteine and IV doses.
NAC.
NAC. And NAC, I call it NAC sometimes. And that's, you know, it's, so you can think of that on the big acute toxicity type issue, big doses of NAC to go with the big dose of Tylenol. Well, the other thing that people don't realize is that over time, when you're subtly, or not subtly, but when you're daily using doses day after day, you're using up your glutathione. So your levels are getting lower and lower.
So your master detoxifier is being depleted.
Exactly. And so all of a sudden, you have a cytokine storm, something that causes a lot of oxidative stress, a lot of stuff going on in the tissues. You got to have glutathione in order to break down the toxic things that are going on. All of a sudden, you don't have it. And that's exactly what was happening during COVID. We were not, people that were metabolically challenged, these are the people that already are, you know, have your typical metabolic, they're already used up. Mm-hmm. They're already constantly detoxing in their body, and their glutathione levels are low. They have to have NAC. I mean, for $12, you can get N-acetylcysteine at Nutrition World, and you should be taking it anyway, even if you feel like you're somebody who's super healthy and your liver's super healthy and you've got super good amounts of glutathione in your body. NAC would be a great thing to take regardless because of what it does for the brain and what it does for the lungs. And it's in every single liver detox product we've got has N-acetylcysteine.
And our body makes it naturally. We have huge amounts when we're younger, and it depletes as we get to be older. And we cannot help being around toxins. If you drive home and there's a truck in front of you that is a diesel with some smoke, you're going to have to detoxify every single thing we're in contact with. I mean, even Clint takes NAC, don't you?
I take NAC every day, especially when if I'm get sick, I take extra.
Yes, yes.
I do. And I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but I do. I take it every day.
I did a podcast on NAC back in the COVID days. I think it hit 400,000 what the views on.
I was just going to ask too, because this Tylenol thing, and I know everyone knows about it, but you know, people listen to things, they get in their news different ways. This all came out because the Trump administration came out with some warnings about Tylenol. So I'm just kind of bringing people up to speed is why we were actually talking about it.
Right.
You know, nowadays there've been 400 headlines since that last thing.
And so what I would like people to know though is, and this comes from Katie, which we know is Ed's daughter. She posted this, you know, and it says, it's not just the vaccines either. It's not just the Tylenol. It's not just the vaccines. It's also the mercury in the dental fillings. It's the aluminum in the cookware, the glyphosate in the food supply, the heavy metals, the fluoride, the chlorine, the physalates, the chlorine in the tap water, the flame retardants in your mattress, the PFAs, the radiation in your phone. I mean, I could go on and on, the artificial colors. And here's a key one that I'm focusing in on with people lately. I can't stop talking about it, and that is the lack of sunshine and exercise, but especially the lack of sunshine. All right, so why is sunshine so important? And people think it's, yeah, you got to get it out there to get your vitamin D. It's important. No, the main reason you want to be out inside in the sunshine is the infrared. Infrared are those waves. It's beyond the red and the spectrum of the colors. It's beyond the red. It's called infrared, near infrared. Near infrared will pass right through your body, but as those waves go through your body, it is stimulating the mitochondria in your cells, every cell, to stimulate to produce more melatonin. Melatonin is the oil of the engine of the mitochondria. Guess what the autism is known to be as a mitochondrial disease, okay? Mm-hmm. It's in the brain, but it's a mitochondrial disease. And so what they've also noticed is that we are getting out in the sun less and less. There's actually an increase in the amount of autism in kids that are born in certain times of the year. More sun exposure you have, depending on when you were, what part of the year you became pregnant, is going to have an effect on how much sun exposure you have, which has an effect on rates of autism. So what did you say? What does this have to do with what you're saying here? Because the more melatonin you produce, the more oil you got, the more antioxidant effects you've got coming from the melatonin. Mm-hmm. Most people think of melatonin as being from the pineal gland for sleep, but no, that's 10%.
That's pineal gland, Dr. Kurt, not penal gland.
Pineal.
Wow. Way to go, Ed. He was on a roll there, and you just threw the monkey wrench in it.
Pineal gland. I call it the pineal gland.
Okay.
But pineal.
I do it the safe way. I call it pineal. Okay. Pineal,
it's because you're kind of like seventh grader and can't make fun of words. But please continue, doctor.
10% of your melatonin is produced in that gland, and 90% is produced in your cells of your body because it's needed in order for your body, your cells to be able to function. And what's happening is over time is we're getting it out in the sun less and less. So everything I listed on that list there are all things that are cause oxidative stress. So your poor food intake, your seed oils, and everything on there. So one simple cure to a lot of this is to be out in the sun every day for 20, 30 minutes or as much as you can get without getting burned.
And one reason we don't is because of the scare tactics over the last 40 years of it being so dangerous to be in the sun.
Right.
And if you have suntan lotion, it's not going to work, is it? If you block the sun.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you're blocking infrared. So you're doing damage to your skin.
That's a good question. I don't know that.
You're doing damage to your skin by those chemicals being on there, but the infrared, I think, still goes through.
This is some homework. Let's see if we can find out for sure, does suntan lotion block far infrared light?
I don't think it does.
Well, I'd like to know. So maybe next you tell me and I'll tell next radio show And we do have red light therapy downstairs with John Carter at the hyperbaric chamber.
Most conventional sunscreens do not block infrared light.
Yeah. Bingo. We don't have to wait till next week.
I don't see why it would.
I am glad we talked about that.
Yeah. And anyway, so I guess the big picture I want everybody to realize is that everything, we look at society and we say, a lot of people come to the conclusion that life is about good versus evil. I mean, I think we're all coming to that conclusion. It's good versus evil. Mm-hmm. What side are you on? Mm. But when it comes to health, it comes down to oxidative stress versus antioxidant. Everything we sell in our store pretty much is antioxidant. That's where you get your benefits from it. Everything that comes from nature, almost every plant, you eat plants. Why do you eat plants? Why do you eat vegetables? For the antioxidant effects. That's why they're good for you, unless we adulterate them in some way and put glyphosate or pesticides and ruin it. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's antioxidant. That's why plant-based diets are really good for you, is because it's antioxidant. So a big picture is what it comes down to. We are bombarding everybody, not just kids. We're bombarding everybody with toxins that are causing oxidative stress that our, eventually our body cannot. We overflow. The toxins mm-hmm. overflow. We don't have enough ability to keep up with that. Toxins are coming in here, and the oxidative stress is happening, and you end up with inflammation to the point of damage, whether it be in your brain, whether it be in your liver, be in your pancreas with diabetes, whatever. Every disease is inflammatory in nature.
And so, these diseases don't jump on us like a roach in your bedroom, do they? Like in, you know, like over in East Ridge where Clint lives.
Roaches in my bedroom. I don't know what you're
doing.
And
so it's like, no, we're well. Oh, I'm healthy. And all of a sudden this happened. No, this was a 10, 20, 30 year. And you and I talked about this. There's tons of photos of all the tuberculosis people who were treated in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And what did they do for those patients?
It brought them out in the sun.
A couple hours a day on their stretchers in the sun. Number one therapy. They had no clue absolutely. The mechanism of that, but they knew it helped.
I think if you wanted to be real sinister and say that there's a force up there that, you know, thinks we need to depopulate or something, you'd say, how would you accomplish that? Ruin the food. Keep everybody indoors all the time. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, do a lockdown where you have to stay inside. Get used to ordering your food and having it delivered to your door so you don't go outside. What kind of food are you having delivered? Make sure you get your vaccine, which has toxins in it. And I'm not even talking about mRNA. That's a whole different story right mm-hmm. there. I'm just talking about the old school vaccines, you know, which, anyway, back to my, let's wrap this up by saying that I believe that the more that you can stay away from oxidative stress, the better off you are. Big picture, I wanted to conclude with saying that Tylenol is just one of the things that you throw in combination with, you throw in toxins from the adjuvants from the vaccine with some Tylenol that's depleting your glutathione, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you overflow the teacup and the sparks become a fire, and that becomes a fire in the brain, and the kid mm-hmm. all of a sudden can't speak, you know.
And I'm going to give it to Ed wrap up. I'll tell you why I like, and again, it's political, and there's things I could ask you more questions about that people may have to pick sides on. I'll tell you why I like the announcement is because we're talking about it.
Yes.
To me, one of the best things that's happened, I may be wrong, and you may be wrong, and they may be wrong, and she may be wrong, you may be right. But now we're having the conversation instead of being held over in the dark shadows of the interwebs and being called conspiracy theories. Maybe we're wrong on some of our beliefs, but let's hash it out with other air quote experts till we find what's true and what's not true. And that usually leads to maybe everybody's wrong a little bit and right a little bit, but we find the answer. And that's how this starts this conversation.
Well, and
I love that.
This could turn around with the next administration. Absolutely. Who knows? But I'm glad we can talk about it, because I can tell you that when I first became convinced that vaccines were a part of the problem, I would talk to my students. I used to get students that came and saw me. They came and rotated with me every month at Erlanger. And I would tell them my beliefs on vaccines and why, and I'd go over the stuff with them. And at some point, one of my students went back to the administrator and said, our chief pharmacist, whatever you want to call him, and I guess they complained about it, because she called me in and said, hey, you can't be talking to them. I said, what do you mean I can't be talking to them? I can't talk science. I can't talk. Why would I not be able to talk about that? I mean, I didn't question it too much, because I got to admit, I was always somebody that I didn't want to rock the boat. So what I did was I found more effective ways to communicate with my students about the dangers of what I thought were the dangers of vaccines. And I can tell you I've had at least a half a dozen of those female students I have come back and thank me.
Really?
For educating them on that, because they never would have known. And right now they're convinced their kid is healthier than they ever would have been had I, because they can compare them to their niece and nephews and other kids in there and compare the health, because they, non-vaccinated kids are healthier. It's just, it's no, there's no denying it.
Overall, they are. Now, I will say a little bit of the middle road for me is I think the theory of vaccines are sound. It's, again, the adjuncts that they're adding to it. An immune response is very valuable for our bodies. If we can just determine, and that's where, like Clint said, the conversation, let's find some new potential ways to make something that theoretically is very sound, but has become unhealthy. Well, let's figure out how to make the healthy part healthy and get rid of the other. There has to be other ingredients that will not harm us and will not contribute to multiple allergens and other reactions in the body. So you are, that covered it so freaking well, Dr. Dehring. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. And I guess my case study gets put off till next time.
That is, because we know how you can ramble on about something, just kind of like me in a way. All right. Well, that Vital Health Radio does continue, because your health is worth the conversation.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend and co-host Clint Powell. Let's keep this conversation going as we explore more ways to protect and strengthen your health. What kind of toilet paper do you use, Clint Powell?
The white kind.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It's put on the roll to go down through the bottom and not over the top, as every American should. That's why we're not communist or we're not heathen. Back to you, sir.
Well, I delve into every area of health, and one of those is
You're a delver.
That area I have delved in.
You're a delver. Yep.
By myself now, not with anybody else, but by myself. And I'm not going to go into the pineal gland, which is I'm not going to pronounce it like Dr. Deering did, but I'm delving into toilet paper today because I believe that it is creating some long-term problems. Like Dr. Deering talked about, the long-term use of oxidative stuff. Quit making me try to laugh over here, Clint Powell.
He's got this freaking smirk
over here on his face. But we sell toilet paper at Nutrition World because when you put paper that has forever chemicals on it, forever chemicals mean it takes years to even detoxify them. They really alter your hormones. They create carcinogenic compounds. And one of those, you just imagine putting things on your little private areas that go right into the body. And toilet paper is full of it, but they're not all of them are. Now, we sell a toilet paper that is completely free of anything called Real. Isn't it called Real?
It is.
It's called Real, and I love it.
Oh, thank you. I love it, too. I'm addicted to it. I went out of town and I had to bring a roll with me. That's how good it is.
Do you take it to restaurants with you? So if you have to go to the bathroom after you eat your olive oil?
Yeah, I've got my olive oil in one hand, my real toilet paper in the other. And on my 72 pills in my pocket.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but just be quiet.
Yes, sir.
What I like to do is help people who can't come to Nutrition World. So here is, first off, here's the tested by Mamavation, who's tested all the toilet paper. These are the bad ones. Charmin Ultra Soft Toilet Paper. Ugh. Seventh Generation. That was a company that started long ago to be very pure and holistic and organic. They're one of the worst companies around. They have terrible toilet paper. And then I love the name of this toilet paper. I think you'll get a laugh out of this. Tushy. No. Who gives a crap toilet paper? That is not good.
I know, and it's not popular. No one's ever heard of that toilet paper.
Nobody has.
Yeah.
And the name itself. So here is actually some of the good toilet papers that you can buy at a regular store.
Okay.
Angel Soft 230 Plus. I have no idea.
I use Angel Soft. There you go.
No, you don't even know what you do.
I do.
Yeah.
It's green. It's got the little light green background with the little angel. Yeah, I use Angel Soft toilet paper.
Wow. That's why you're as healthy as you are.
There you go.
Cottonelle Mega Ultra Comfort
Love
Care.
Cottonelle. It's one of my second favorites. It's my Mount Rushmore toilet papers, but continue on.
Trader Joe's was good.
No, I don't go there.
And then lastly is Quilted Northern Ultra Plush Soft Premium Comfort Toilet Paper. There's a lot of words.
I missed something in there. You're saying those are good?
Yeah,
not good.
Those are good.
The other ones they're over the counter. They're not bamboo like Real at Nutrition World, but they are actually very, very low on the detectable forever.
One of them's a quilt, so that's going to be good. That last one was quilted, so that's better. It's going to look
Is that like something your grandmother would have made?
That's what I'm saying. My grandmother's over there making my toilet paper, crocheting me. Well, so it's going to be a weird.
When I was growing up, we used generic toilet paper, and I asked them why they call it generic. I said, well, it just doesn't have a trade name. I said, well, I got a name for it.
Rough?
We're going to call it John Wayne toilet paper. It's rough, it's tough, and it don't take crap off anybody.
I got to get one piece of good research in.
Okay.
I've talked about this before, but a 10-year study among 33,000 men and women with a history of skin cancer strongly suggests that 500 milligrams of nicotinamide.
Yes,
I'm great at this, except on some days like when I do an IV.
Yeah. Nicotinamide.
Twice daily for 30 days or longer reduce the incidence of non-melanoma skin cancer, which was basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell, by 56%. This is earth-changing, and we knew this about 10 years ago.
Is that something you just buy and take?
Nutrition World. It's just it's like niacin.
Take every day?
It's a non-flesh niacin, and 56% reduction. Now, I've been doing it because I had a skin cancer probably 25 years ago.
Can you take it every day?
And you do it every day. Every day, the rest
just
of your life.
Just a pill?
It's just a pill, 500 milligrams twice daily. So that is pretty
I'm
significant
pick some
research.
For somebody I care about. That's awesome.
Now, your multiple might have 100 already. Even small amounts can be helpful. So I think that's too important to pass by. I want to keep reminding people, even though it's at the end of summer. But skin cancers, they grow all year long, so it doesn't really matter about that. All right, brothers.
That was a good one.
That wraps it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Remember, you can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform or visit us online, vitalhealthradio.com. So on behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and the incredible team of our 38 staff members at Nutrition World,
We sincerely thank you for spending part of your day with us. Until next time, take care, stay healthy, and we'll see you right back here in the seat on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.